This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome, everybody. It's a gorgeous day. I'm super excited to be in here because Alan Painter is gracing us with his presence today.
Oh, Lord.
He's back.
She said she was going to rub it in.
I said I missed him. It's not the same without you.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That was nice. That was a compliment. Not sarcasm. That was a compliment.
Yeah,
true,
right.
Compliment.
You need your weapon, boy.
Actually, no, it's been a while since we've chatted on here, and it's 4th of July this weekend, and we are a number one USA American loving humans.
So absolutely.
I needed you today.
Yep.
Because we need to talk about that.
Independence Day, Cowboy Christmas.
Yep. It is. Honestly, there's certain times in our lives in history where we really come together and celebrate being Americans together, everybody, united. Yep. We come together and celebrate it. It's about that day. It's about being proud to be an American. It's about passing that tradition on to other generations and showing the importance of the holiday. And so for me, I just love it. I mean, the fireworks is just the cherry on the top, but yep, it's what it represents that's super special to us. And you and Logan have gone above and beyond again and decorated the office, so we're looking pretty patriotic on Mosier Avenue.
Yeah, some people would call it gaudy, but...
I like it.
Exactly. That's
some of it might sparkle. Yep. I like that, too.
Yep. Well, we kind of want to make sure we make a statement, you know. So
we're
yeah,
proud.
We love to decorate. We like to kind of make it Christmas where we put it up a week or so before, and we'll leave it up through graffiti weekend. And, it's one day just isn't enough to celebrate our country. So,
oh, absolutely not.
So we like to have the 4th of July holiday.
Yeah, about 14 days of the 4th.
Yep.
The 14 days of the 4th. We're kind of like that. Anyway, it looks amazing. And I was so excited when I saw you bringing out the decorations. I'm like, yes, it's time, we can start. But it's like when you decorate 4th of July, the Olympics bring out the American spirit and pride in us. I mean, there's just certain times of the year and certain events that just bring that spirit out. And Veterans Day. I mean, so anyway, I just love this time of year where we're paying tribute to what makes us amazing as Americans. And
well, absolutely. And, you know, bringing together generations of family and neighbors and all that, is the epitome of what it's all about. You know, so it is. I love Independence Day.
Yes, I love it, too. So much. And so we do have a few things, and we wanted to just take a moment. We've had some on the show that we've shared about to talk about some of the events going up. So we had the city of Winston. We had the Winston Independence Day. Okay, I'm missing one of the letters in there.
I know there was like...
They're doing... It's an A. There's an A in there and I'm missing it. Maybe it's Winston Area Independence Day group. So that is this Saturday. So they're not doing it on the 4th. They're doing it on Saturday, July 2nd. And there's a parade at 10 o'clock. And then the festival down at the park is from noon, well, immediately following the parade, till 10 at night. And then at 10, they're going to light up their fireworks, which they've worked extremely, extremely hard. And the community has been very generous. So they raised over $25,000 for that sparkler show.
Pretty amazing for a community like that, how they come together and kind of goes back to what you said about Independence Day, bringing us all together and what they're able to put together out there for the fireworks and for the whole day. It's just amazing.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of effort, a lot of volunteers. They still need volunteers. So if you're interested in showing up and saying, hey, you need any help, I'm sure they'll say yes. So, but anyway, that's going to be great. That's on July 2nd. And then on the 4th of July, The Roseburg Honda is sponsoring the 4th of July celebration and car show at the Douglas County Speedway, and they're going to have races, and they're going to have car shows, and then, you know, I think like the burn off your tires thing and a bunch of other stuff. And then fireworks at 10 o'clock. And that says it's $5 a person or $20 a carload.
Or
I'm kind of taking that $20 a carload as a personal challenge. I don't know about you.
Exactly.
But I'm like, let's just see. I got a new pickup and it's big. I'll fill it up. Let's all go. It sounds like fun. And then there's some other ones down south that I didn't have all the information on, but I know Myrtle Creek usually does something, and Canyonville, Yonkala, other outlying areas. So I wish I had all that information, but I don't. But go find a place near you. I know Diamond Lake's doing something, and just celebrate it. It's about coming together.
Absolutely. I don't know if, Shannon, in the past you've done this, but also remember that the radio station plays music during the fireworks. And
yes,
that is really cool how they coordinate that.
Yeah, so, we did that one year at Garrett's house. We all had our cars outside and turned it on.
Yeah,
and
so crank up the radios when you're outside, you know, and listen to music as our fireworks are going off. It's really neat how they coordinate it.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah, it was.
And everybody had a good time. It was a good time had by all.
Well, I like the way that sets up where we have a whole weekend of 4th of July celebrations. You know,
right.
We can go out to Winston and then do that. And then and 4th of July, we can come into Roseburg. And so we're not competing against each other. Let's go, you know, everybody head out to Winston and celebrate with our neighbors there. And then 4th of July, they can all come celebrate with us. So if you're having a barbecue at the house, invite some of our friends from Winston, vice versa.
I think it's nice because we've actually done that unknowingly and ended up at the same time.
Yep.
Close, within a couple hours of Winston. So anyway, I'm glad that there's nothing that's conflicting with another one. So that's great. Very, very great. The other thing is fire safety. So they put a thing out asking, please, again, be responsible. Take care of your fireworks. Don't do more than you can. Have a bucket of water there. The last thing we need to do is ruin this awesome weekend with a wildfire.
Well, absolutely. Especially this year, we kind of get complacent. You know, the last few years, we've been under extreme fire dangers at this point. And, well, it hasn't really felt like summer yet until this last week. So everything is very flammable. DFPA has been on a number of calls, so please, please be careful because we don't want you calling your insurance agent with a with a heartbreaking story on Tuesday.
No, we don't.
No.
None of us want that. Nobody wants that. Speaking of DFPA, I was just telling Alan today that I saw that July 2nd is the first ever, and I don't quote me if this isn't right, but I was pretty excited about it, the first ever Wildland Firefighter Day. So they have their own day now, July 2nd, where you honor them. And so I don't know what they would like. I should have called DFPA and say, what can we do for you?
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure they're going to say, be safe and don't put anything on fire over this weekend. That's what you can do for us.
Well, just at least you can do is next time, you know, when you see one of these guys, give them a thumbs up when you're driving by. Just let them know that they're appreciated. You know, a lot of these guys that spend their whole summers out in the mountains, we don't see them, but they're out there saving lives. So show them a little love and a little appreciation.
Yeah, a lot of time away from their family.
Oh,
lots
yes.
of time. So I thought that's cool. And if it's the first one, that's great. It should have already existed. But if it's the first one, kudos whoever kicked that off. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, but, and they should give them the day off, you know.
Yeah, well, we can do that by not making them have any calls.
Yep.
No calls. Don't bug DFPA. Everybody be safe with your fireworks. So on the next segment, we have some cool community things happening and that have to do with independence. So I'm really excited about that, too. And what else was I going to say? Gosh, I just skipped my mind.
God bless America.
Always, every day. And God bless, absolutely.
Amen.
You know, sometimes on the show, and we always talk about being blessed, and we talk about the Lord, and we talk about things like that, which I'm really proud of too, that we do something a little bit different than most do on mainstream radio, and we do talk about the Lord. I'm really proud about that, and that we sometimes ask for prayers. So in this particular instance, I do have to tread lightly, but I have somebody in my personal life that is more than near and dear to me. I mean, very much so. But I don't want to share who this is because it's not my story to tell. But anyway, they had an incident, an accident, and a health situation, and are still dealing with it. It's still ongoing. It's really kind of scary, and has been kind of traumatic for that person. And so if everybody could just lift up that person.
And God knows who it is.
And so. God knows who it is, yeah. Just it would mean the world to me because I truly do believe in the power of prayer. Absolutely 100%. And I know that when we put it at his feet, he's going to help take it away in any way that he can. And I just believe that. So if you feel so inclined for that wonderful, special person in my life, I would appreciate it. Again, not my story to tell and not going to share too much, but it would mean a lot. So thank you, because I know a lot of you are already going to do it. You mentioned how much you like that we talk about prayers and that we're open about things. And so I already know you're going to do it. So thank you in advance, because I know you're going to do it. So God bless you for doing it, too. I appreciate it.
We've been praying.
I know. All like crazy. So, and it's working. Just maybe not as quick as we'd like. So we're learning patience, too.
Well, it is in God's time.
Right. It is. Exactly. So we have to let it go. But, anyway, that's enough. Can't go any more on that one. But there is so much going on right now in the USA.
Oh, it's
lots of big decisions have been made. People are all over the place. But what a better time to just drop that and just be like,
well,
let's, you know.
Absolutely.
USA needs God, so
I'm
let's put it all at his feet.
Disheartened. I read an article on our way over here. Not while I was driving. I was, it was before I left the office, but I was thinking about it on the way over here. It was really kind of disheartening because they did a poll, and they said 47% of Americans were proud of their country today.
What?
Yeah. I don't know where they took the poll, because I really don't believe that.
Well, not in Douglas County. I'll tell you where they didn't take the poll.
Yeah, because, we may not like the direction of the country, but we still love our country. And no matter what happens in politics, we know our Constitution's greater than people. And it'll work itself out. I mean, just as we've seen in local, how we come together and solve problems. We do that as a country. I mean, I've said before, 9/12 was one of the greatest days I've ever been alive. And so, as we go into this weekend, don't lose focus on really what this country's all about. It's not about politicians. It's not about the fighting and the bickering.
Right.
It's about people with a common idea who stood up to make this grand experiment the greatest country this world's ever seen. So I just hope that everyone, turns off the news this weekend and pick up the Constitution and just focus on the great men and women who served this country and made her great today.
Right, because it says we the people, not we the politicians.
Yep.
So let's get that straight. All the people. Well, we're going to take a break and be back with our next segment. So more with your cue right after this.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back to your cue. I am Shannon Sebastian here with Alan Painter.
Hello, Douglas County.
We're having a good time. So, community segment of the show where we have people come on and we celebrate, uplift, or educate things going on, because that's what we do at the Your Q here. And so today we have Steve and Kelly Burton from the Grocery Outlet. Welcome, you two.
Hello there.
Hey, thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Boy, we have you quiet over there, Kelly.
That's okay.
So you may want to get either really close or sneak over and share Steve's there. That one's not getting very, very loud.
Okay.
There, you're so much better.
She's back.
So like I said, you're the Steve and Kelly Burton for the owners of the Grocery Outlet, and you are here to share with us today something special that you guys do during our Independence Month.
It's that time of year again where we're going to be doing our Independence from Hunger food drive. It is an awesome thing to help raise food for food insecure families that are all local. We have two different pantries that we're taking care of this season. It's going to be the Fish Food Pantry and the Dream Center. Last year we were able to raise a ton of funds and then match a lot of those funds and just really, really strive to help supply them through a really difficult season.
Well, that is amazing. Last week on the show, I had a wonderful lady on, you know, with the Farm to Schools program, and she talked a lot about food insecurity, and I thought, you know what, we should dig a little bit deeper into that, because sometimes people, that's kind of a new verbiage that people use, and some people may not know what that is, but a lot of people don't know where their next meal's coming from, and that is the insecure part of not knowing where your next meal's coming from or how you're going to feed your family for that week. And so that's when we're talking about to help with food insecurity, that's really what we're talking about, is helping those people out who don't know where their next meal's coming from. And we didn't talk about that last week, so I kind of wanted to clear that up since you guys are bringing up the same subject this month. So how does that work? How do you collect donations? Or
we have a few different things. We like to make it fun and easy for the folks that are helping in addition to what we're bringing to the table. So we have different in-store events, whether it's through the checkout, that's the basic one, where there's a couple different options for donation, and then we make an incentive to donate. The reason, like the timing and everything for it, and since you mentioned food insecurity, our aim is really to help during the summertime and focus on getting food to families for a lot of the kids that their food insecurity comes from the fact that a huge food source for them is being in school, just having that guaranteed meal and snacks.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to us to try to help supplement some of that, since now it's harder than ever to keep everybody fed and happy all the time.
So like when I've gone to like the Dollar Tree, they'll be like, oh, do you want to donate one of these for this organization or something? Is that what it is? Do you have items?
It's similar to that, but we preface it a little bit different. Like a normal dialogue would be, hey, how would you like to get a $5 coupon? So that's the entryway for it. So people will know, hey, there's a little bit of incentive with it. And ours is set up the way that it is if you make $5 or more donation on that, it automatically generates a coupon that spits out on your receipt, and it's $5 off of your purchase in that time frame. So basically, it's as close to donating for free as you can. And I mean, people actually do it over and over again once they bank some coupons up with it. But that's the general easiest way for it. We also do like roundups and different events, like we'll host a car wash and have a silent auctions. We've done a variety of little things for it to collect in-store stuff.
So do you do this all the month July, or?
Yes, so it started yesterday and it runs through all July. And I did want to add too, if it's okay.
Yeah.
We had some really awesome community partners last year that helped with our silent auction. Between the buns, donated funds for us to add towards our goal.
Oh, nice.
Dino's Italian Restaurant, they donated a lot of gift cards for us to auction off. Old Soul Pizza, the Subway that's on Harvard, but it brought us so much funds that 100% stays here. It's not going to go out anywhere else in the country, in the state. It's literally going to help just the families in Douglas County.
From those two pantries.
From those two pantries,
pretty
yes.
Amazing. You know, this is just what we were talking about mm-hmm. on the previous segment. How we come together as a community and to see a business step up. Because you understand, not only is this time that they spend away from their business to working on this, this is money out of their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
And to see a business partner rise up and help meet a challenge, you know, that's what this Independence Day is all about. So pretty awesome.
Yeah, I love that it's tied in with that Independence theme. We love the red, white, and blue. And is the, people can't see you in the studio, but they have these really cool shirts on that are blue with red and white and red, white, and blue, and says all of it on there. So
you guys
super
just
cool.
Had to come in and buy or give five and get five. So
oh yeah, that's good. Yeah. I'll be there this weekend. You bet. I just thank you guys because I think the cool thing about it is, you know, you're locally owned and operated, and that's why we started the Local Business Buzz, was to promote locally owned and operated businesses and also for people to find out about that. But then they say the give back by locally owned and operated businesses in their own community is so much huger than big box stores. And this just proves that theory tenfold. We wouldn't have this if you weren't passionate about what you were doing and doing this for a local cause. You know, there's grocery outlets all over the U.S., but it's nice that whatever you're doing is staying here in Douglas County, and that whatever other people do, wherever they do it, can stay in their community. But yep. I think that's great, you know.
Yeah, it is. And especially, you know, during the summer, because we all have a heart of giving at Christmas and, mm-hmm. you know, during the holidays. And I can imagine there's quite a drop off. And what a great pitch in with Independence Day and, you know, helping out these folks that maybe we don't think about during the summertime. So what a blessing for our community.
There's a lot of truth to that. Just talking to some of the folks that we've worked with, whether it was our partners here in Roseburg or at our previous store, like you said, that during Christmas and Thanksgiving, there's always meals that are mm-hmm. put together and a lot of sponsored stuff that helps them out. But there's so many resources, not just the donations, but just resources in general that aren't available during the summer months because there's a lot of them tied to schools too. So
a lot of it.
It's a good way to make it stretch through the summer for that and help some folks that might not have the help otherwise.
Well, and we want to make sure those kids are taken care of during these months and that they're not going without, absolutely. Because I do know that lunch meal is crucial to some young ones, and that's really sad, but it may be their only stable meal that they can count on every day,
yep.
That they're not fixing up on their own or something. So, anyway, thank you for what you do. So is there any, you said we can come and do the give five and get the coupon. Is there ways that we can purchase things in your store and donate the good foods if you guys have a list, or what other ways can we, if there is any?
We've had different folks that have done that in the past where they just want to donate food, and whether it's stuff that they brought from home or things that they buy in store, either one is fine. We take collections on those ones and make sure they go to the appropriate food pantry. And depending on the food pantry, we also change the types of foods that we get them to. For Dream Center, they get a lot more ready-to-eat, easy, quick package meals, because not all of them have the same mm-hmm. access to cooking as the other ones do. So we kind of aim it that way. But any items really help. If it's something that can be used for someone else that wouldn't otherwise go to waste, that's where the goal is, to try to get all that to people who need it.
Well, I just love that. So if people are interested in helping in any way, they should just come to your store.
Come shop with us. If you guys want to go above and beyond past that, you can always give us a call at the store and see if there's anything that we can do.
I also like that you are very up to date with your Facebook. And so, I mean, you post a lot. You post your pics of the day. You post all kinds of things. So can you give us your Facebook? Is it just Grocery Outlet? It's something else, isn't it?
It's just under Roseburg Grocery Outlet.
Roseburg Grocery Outlet. Mm-hmm. I knew I was missing a word in there somewhere. So, but I appreciate that. And I think it also, I feel like I know your staff, even though I don't know all your staff, because they make their little pics and you post things on there. Anyway, it's really great. But I am so grateful for what you guys are doing. And I know this isn't the only thing that you do. You're constantly doing stuff all the time for the community. So I just wanted to thank you very much. And on behalf of everybody that's going to receive your food, thank you, because you can't hear that from them, so we'll do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, and again, to see them work in our community and you know, see the Lord bless our business by them serving, you know, it's inspirational to see it. It's really been fun to watch our adventure. So look forward to the next chapter and see what the Lord has a plan for you guys. It's be really exciting.
Well, thank you. I don't know what to say. Those are such sweet words.
No. Thank you. We got more. We're keeping you over for the next segment. But one of the other things that I know you guys did, and I just want to touch on this briefly before we go to break, is you didn't even tell me this. It's because I do have you on my Facebook. Is Teachers Appreciation Day y'all took a bag around to like every school.
You know, it was our second year. I loved it. Yeah. So much fun.
That is amazing. And how nice for those teachers. They took like a whole reusable shopping bag full of goodies and treats to put in the, like the teachers' lounges or to spoil the teachers at every single school. I see a picture of Kelly in front of this school or that school, and I'm like, good Lord, they went to almost every school.
And running the business, too. Amazing.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you get when you get local. You get passion. I mean, it's how exciting is this for us?
Yeah. Thank you. I mean, just what a great addition to the community. But anyway, I thought, you know, you're not tooting your own horn, and people need to toot that, because it's like, for me, I want to spend my money where somebody's going to turn it around, recycle it, and do good with it as well. I mean, feed your family and have a good life, but also give back to the community. That's somebody that I want to support and a place that I want to shop.
Well, so. Absolutely. And like you said, that's why we wanted to start the Business Buzz, because guess who's not going to toot their own horn?
Right.
And so now we can bring them here and force them to do that, you know, and embarrass them a little bit.
Or we'll just do it for them. I think we're doing a pretty darn good job.
Because that's what makes them special. You know, yeah, their products are great, and but who they are people is what makes it special in our business community. That's what makes our community special, is folks like this right here.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm glad they can't see our shirts right now, because I know my face is bright red right now.
You're fine. You look great. But I do want to say, again, thank you for everything you do, and I want to reiterate, this is for the whole month of July, so people can come in the month of July. You can come in multiple times and do that as
Absolutely.
Well?
Absolutely.
Okay. So go in every week and do your $5
I'll be there tomorrow.
Whenever you want to.
I don't even know what I'm going to buy, but I'm going shopping tomorrow.
Well, we're going to barbecue, so maybe we'll go figure it out.
What, you got a frog on your shoulder?
Yeah.
Alan's going to barbecue.
Alan's going to barbecue, and we're going to eat. That's our participation trophy.
We're a good place to stop for that. I think we still got the best deals in meat in the town, so it's good stuff.
Here we go. Well, you might be in trouble now. I might have to barbecue more often. It is one of the best perks of being at Premier Insurance, other than the awesome people that we get to work with every day and tease and joke around with, is
barbecuing
and Jack's.
Okay, people. Yeah. It's the dog.
No, it's all the people and Jack's. He's my breakfast buddy. But we have breakfast every day together. So I don't know what he did when I was gone for a week, but...
Wind.
So, speaking of wine, we're going to talk about that on the next segment. But anyway,
yes.
We'll be back in just a moment with our local Business Buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival. Back in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back.
We're back.
We're back. They didn't kick us out yet.
Yeah, back in red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue. Independence. Hoorah.
Morocco.
I lied. I know. We're having our moment. I told Ellen, today's our show. We're going to talk about it because we love this stuff. On the last segment, we had Stephen Kelly, and on our local Business Buzz, we're holding them over because we've got more to talk about. Yes, so Stephen Kelly Burton from Roseburg's Grocery Outlet. So, a couple questions for you guys. Going to put you on the spot. How's it going on Garden Valley Boulevard?
The move has been good. Businesses, we've had increase in business. We've increased our base employee number. And we're seeing a lot more family shopping with us. We have different metrics where we can gauge that from it. And it's genuinely had a big impact on how many families are shopping at our store now. So those are the main things that we were after, was growth and attracting more families to shop with us. I think we've gotten both of those things.
Well, that's good. That's good. I know people were heartbroken. I'm not even going to lie. Shelly in our office is one of them.
Yeah.
That you moved, because she was our lunch hour where she would go.
Yep.
She would go do her little shopping for the day over there, and then she'd get a little something from Good to Go, and then Harvard was her lunch hour place. So we're like, okay, you can still make it to Garden Valley, but anyway.
Well,
you know, the store is gorgeous.
Well, it is, and one thing that I have to admit, I had a preconceived notion about Grocery Outlet. Because I remember back when I was a kid, there was a canned food outlet.
Oh, yeah.
And it was
more like...
We took
our little black markers and wrote the price on it.
Yeah, and it was like just cheap, food or cheap stuff. And so when I went to the new store, I was like blown away. It's like, no, this is like a cheap grocery store. It's not cheap stuff. It's good stuff, cheap.
Good deals.
Yeah, my first trip there, I was way overspent, but it's on sale,
Right.
So if, those
You're
folks that haven't
customer.
Been there,
well, it happens to everybody. One of my favorite things to see is when you see somebody with a shopping cart, but inside the shopping cart, one of the red hand baskets are in the shopping cart now. That just shows that we're doing it right, because they came in for a few things and they found even more than they knew they wanted.
Yep. Right.
Well, I know those ribs you have in there were good.
Yeah, I keep seeing the ice cream in their little picks of the day, and I'm like, oh, that looks good. I haven't tried that.
Yeah, so I encourage everybody to stop by, even if you don't need anything, just stop by and take a walk through and experience the store and guide, get an idea for what it is and hope, especially those like me that weren't really sure what it was. And it was really fun going in there the first time. That's fun going there a second time, but not as good as the first time. But
well, in your produce, it's like, there's just things that have expanded that have given you more room in that square footage, correct?
Yes.
To expand on different...
Expanded produce. Produce got significantly bigger, almost double in size for the sales floor plus the cold cases. Our deli section expanded by 12 feet, 4 feet on the milk case, another 4 feet on the meat case. And these are like areas that used to be a 12-foot section. So it's like literally a third of expanded by a third. And those are the categories that are expanding the most. So it's been good having a little bit of extra room that we got out of it. And the storage has been nice, too. A lot of extra storage.
Yeah. I can attest to that.
It's huge in the back.
They stored us a lot of wine.
Huh. You picked up on that, didn't you?
Yeah, it was good. It was a great deal. It was awesome. And everybody partaked and enjoyed at the OHA banquet.
Yay, I'm so happy.
Yeah, Kelly
Wine's
was
my baby.
Kelly was the one that said,
well, and the nice thing is you can, at the price, you can step out and try something that you normally don't drink. You can try different things and really, have a wine tasting in your own home.
Are you guys still doing that?
The tastings, yes.
Okay.
We're actually due for another one here soon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is it a certain, or just watch...
We'll put it up on Facebook and usually give like the same week so that we can have some notice with it. I'll admit they're not quite as planned enough where I could put them on a calendar, but yeah, we'll at least make sure they're broadcast on Facebook.
So then people can go, everybody just needs to go like your Facebook page to see all the stuff I'm talking about. But then you can go in and then you can do these taste tests and these samples.
How cool is that? I was just talking to my wife. We've never really been wine snobs. And
no, but we have one in our office.
Yeah, we do. Logan. But give us the opportunity to say we need to learn more about wine, because maybe we just were, when we drank wine, we were just poor and just drank cruddy wine. But what a great opportunity to go out there and test it and see what kind of flavors you like.
It's going to be the Grocery Outlet Wine Try and Buy.
It's got to be way better than Ripple, right?
It's down there.
Hey, and I'm there almost every day, and I can guide anyone to the right spot. So
yes, Kelly tries and buys. So she hooked us up with some good choices. I just needed a red and a white, and I don't drink wine just because it doesn't make me feel good. I've always been sensitive. So anyway, she was so kind and gracious to say, here's my favorite red, and this would be a great white for what food we were pairing it with, and knew all that stuff that I absolutely know zero about.
Yeah.
Which is actually kind of funny, because when your queue started, we replaced a show about wine.
Whoops.
Good thing they didn't want us to keep that going. It's like, we know nothing.
Well, and now whoever thunk that you can go grocery shopping and get a wine education.
Right.
Where is it going to happen in another grocery store in the state?
I think
there's too much pressure now.
Yeah.
That's kind of how you learn about it, though. It's how I learned about it, by drinking it and having to go shout. And a lot of our customers have taught me plenty about it. So, I mean, I've gotten good enough where I can pick out the flavors and the notes and tell you just like everything that builds the wine up for it, so that I can help people pick. And it's, I don't know, it's a fun part of it. It's just kind of a unique way to do it.
Well, I think knowing what pairs with food, that was really helpful. Kelly said, well, what's on the menu and what will they be serving? And anyway, she was just super helpful.
Yeah, so if you're a wine clueless like me, head on over to Grocery Outlet and make your wife proud.
So one of the other things I want to ask about was when you guys were on last time, you kind of spilt the beans about your employees didn't even know anything about it, and they leaked it out on the show. We had an exclusive about your Employee Appreciation Day. How did that go?
It went so good.
That was fun.
The support from the community was awesome, and it raised our spirits and our employees so much just from the feedback they were getting from our customers that came in. We even had customers on the side saying, hey, I appreciate your employees so much and how kind they are. Here's a little extra something to make sure they get it. So,
and yeah. One fellow that was mad because he had already made his shopping trips and already spent his grocery money for it, he gave cash and it came back afterwards with a promise to apply this to that week. So the people were... It was really, really cool to see people and how they reacted to that.
See, I think so many people do that. They want to make a difference and they want to be part of something greater and bigger. It's just who we are as people. Ooh. When you want to be part of something positive and good. And when you're doing that, it's just amazing. So.
Well, and also it's a positive indictment of the business because, I mean, you know, that the customers have such a personal relationship with store, you know, employees at a grocery store. Now, normally we're rushing in, rushing out, and obviously there's something special going on over there that people are spending time and getting to know them in appreciation and donating money to customer, employee appreciation. You know, that's a good positive indictment on the ownership and the whole organization that they're building. Another reason, get over and check them out.
Oh, I bet it'll be even bigger next time. If you do it again, I'm sure it's going to be huge.
We will.
Oh, yeah, that'll be a repeat for us.
Yeah, that was super cool. The other thing is, when people come and shop, you have a special drawing they can get in. So would you mind one of you to tell us about that a little bit?
Yeah, so once a month, usually it's in the first week or two of the coming month, we draw a receipt. So every time that you shop with us, at the bottom of your receipt, we'll show you how much that you saved by shopping with us. You just tear the bottom off that, and on the back of it, you write your name and your phone number. And at the beginning of the following month, I will draw one, and you will get a gift card for that savings. And there's been some pretty big winners. The other cool thing I'd like to do is an extra thank you for our cashiers is whoever checked out that person that we draw, they also get that gift card for that amount as well.
So,
yes.
How cool is that?
Yeah, I want to be a checker.
Yeah, the checkers to compete on that. Like,
yeah, it's fun.
Now, is this something that I can enter? I get excluded all the fun stuff being on the radio.
I know. And I did tell Kelly I didn't drop our receipt in there for the wine because that would have been a big old gift certificate. So I'm like, didn't do that. But
absolutely, and we let our employees do it as well.
Okay.
Yeah, that's so exciting.
But, you know, it is kind of neat. There's something that they don't have to do. You know, who does it really benefit? You know, one person, but it shows you their appreciation for the community.
Right.
So drop your receipts.
Drop your receipts. Get a gift card.
In the box.
In the box. On your way out the door. Help your cashier out. If not even for yourself, do it for the cashier.
Absolutely. Show them the money.
Yeah. Oh, that's too funny. I'm goofy today.
You're goofy every day.
Hey, now. I was trying to pretend like it was a special event. Special occasion. I'm goofy today. Ta-da!
Uh-huh.
Well, is there anything else upcoming or that we should know about? I think we've given them a lot of reasons to come see you, but is there any other reasons? And will you let us know exactly where you're located? We've said Garden Valley, but for anybody that doesn't know...
For anybody who doesn't know, the actual address is 780 Northwest Garden Valley Boulevard, Suite 160. If you have a smartphone, just say, take me to Roseburg Grocery Outlet, and it'll take you right to us.
And it used to be JCPenney's.
Yep. Yes. The old JCPenney buildings.
Right next to Michael's.
Mm-hmm. So right in there. And you can only enter through the front.
Correct.
So don't drive around to the back.
You know, there's
a sign.
It
doesn't work anymore.
It's a long walk.
It's a long walk. Park out front. We're giving you all the insider tips. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being on here. It's time for us to go to break again. So we'll be back with more of Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance, in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. Shannon Sebastian with Alan Painter.
Hello, Douglas County. That was fun.
They are such great community members.
Oh, they really are an inspiration. You know, and what, as great as they are, they're duplicated throughout this community, and it's neat to see this forum, because people like them aren't going to talk about taking stuff to elementary schools or things like that, and to see the joy that they get in it, and see that that's the motivator for them. It's
absolutely
not look at me. It's we get joy out of it.
They're modest.
Very.
Yes.
And that's, what I shared with you with our business and what prompted the business buzz was what really makes us special at Premier Insurance is our family and the way we, serve our community. And it is hard to talk about that because we don't do it for the accolades, but that's what makes us special.
It is.
And I know they feel the same way, so it's kind of fun to force them to talk about these things. But that's, again, it makes all our local businesses special.
Well, and I do love the business buzz for that, because if they hadn't come on, I wouldn't have noted that they were doing the appreciation day and then followed up and saw how that went and the response from being on the local business buzz and how that blessed them in that particular event and their employees. And so it's just like, we never know who we're reaching and who we're not until you find out that something amazing's come out of being on here, and then they just keep doing more and more and more. It's just crazy.
Well, and it is kind of neat to hear the stories of how people come in and bless their employees through the little gift or anything like that, because I know as an employer, and the girls are nice enough, they let me be boss on payday. But, the greatest tribute that I see is when someone brings in Cheryl flowers or brings in Bretta, her favorite candy or something like that.
Then or something it's like, horsey.
Yeah. I know that they've made an impact in people's lives.
Right.
It's not just about insurance. And I know we're here to make money and make all living. But number one is, touching people and touching their lives. And to see that is just fulfilling as a employer that we're meeting our goal, which is to make people's lives better.
Well, honestly, insurance is helping people stay protected for when the bad things happen. So, we're always looking out. It's the basis of our job is to be always looking out for everybody's best interests. So,
well, you sure make it sound a lot better than the way I normally put it. I always say that, insurance is really boring.
Yeah, you do say that.
I do. It is boring, but it's the people. It's the people that makes it special, and sometimes that's difficult. It seems lately our clients are getting older. We're losing a few. Some are going home to the Lord. But, being able to love them all those years, what really makes it worthwhile, if you take care of people, everything else takes care of itself.
Right, falls into place.
And to see the folks at Grocery Outlet proving again that's true, it's like seeing the Lord's hand on their business just like it has been on ours.
It's pretty cool.
Yep. Only in America.
America. Good old US of A. Well, I have some housekeeping to do.
Well, all I know is this, I didn't win.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Well, so on the Umpqua Survival page today, they announced their June winner. And then they announced their July Gun of the Month, which, if you're familiar with them, you know, always has to do with Ride for 22, which is something that's near and dear to our heart.
Amen.
And so that gun is, which I'm not going to sound educated because it was really kind of a lot, but is the proceeds will go to Ride for 22. And they always do something special for it. And it's a Marlin Model 336. It's red. It's this gorgeous red color. See, that yeah, one I can talk about.
And really, it's like, go on their Facebook page, yeah, or even better, go see it in person.
Yes.
It is way cool.
Check it out.
And way
it's a
cool.
30-30 caliber with lever action. It's classic with a modern twist. And I'm not sure what that means other than it's red and it's super cool.
Yeah, it has a modern stock to it. So it's not the old wood stock. It has a modern stock.
It's cool.
I haven't seen anything like it. So I will be going to buy tickets. They said I could win it if I buy tickets.
Yes. So it is $10 a ticket. But if you spend $25 in the store, it's $5 a ticket.
So it would be on sale. So
yes,
tell your wife, you yes, have to buy it to get the tickets
to
on
get
sale.
The tickets for win, a good win cause. And they give us a coupon every single week. And I got to finish up because we're going to be closing here. So Ann Kircher, which happens to be somebody we know, so that was exciting to hear that name, is the winner of the $25 gift certificate. So go use that and then buy your $5 tickets and get in on that really cool gun. So Ann will be giving you a call and letting you know that you won. And if you're not hearing it on the radio, but next week we have Optimists in and we have Umpqua Survival and they have a special event going and all kinds of things. So it's going to be a great show next week too. So I'm excited.
We made it. Well, everyone, please be safe this weekend. Remember why we celebrate and just love America loud and proud.
Yes. Yes. Anyway, from Premier Insurance in your queue, God bless America. We'll see you next Thursday.